If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathing into it with love. Oh. Flushing the heart chakras clear, back to front and front to back, even left to right and right to left, just mixing it up. Flushing that pillar of light clear, top to bottom and bottom to top, even spinning the pillar of light like a top or like a centrifuge, kicking things out, creating turbulence, spinning the vortex. I'm going to ask the vortex to run on high, taking away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, to run on high right now, the entire time we're together this weekend and however long afterward is appropriate. Also asking those living waters, that waterfall of divine love, to flow on high right now, the entire time we're together this weekend and however long afterward is appropriate. And now, friends, I'm going to ask on all our behalf for the channels to be opened even wider to our own guides and angels and, of course, to that ultimate source of life and love. I'm asking the channels be opened wide to the light beings and, of course, the teachers of the light workers' healing method as we learn this healing art. I'm asking that any blockages or resistance that we have that might limit our ability to receive, that those blockages and resistances be cleared right now, and that our energy bodies be prepared to receive the gifts, receive the healings, receive the blessings, receive the guidance. And now may each of us be drawn into full, optimal alignment with you, the guides, the angels, light beings, and source. And now please give each of us that which is in accordance with the divine plan for us as individuals. Give us whatever healing we're open to receive right now. Give us all of the gifts and assistance that are in our highest and best good. And realign our intuitive channels as much as we allow to point straight up to you, the guides, the angels, light beings, and source. As we do this, let's seal the perimeter of our field. As we draw these channels up, 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 we seal the perimeter of our field. No longer looking out into the world to see how people are reacting, not even looking out into the future to see what's coming our way. You see, just channels up to the guides. They're not trying to trick us. They're trying to get us most directly from where we are to joy. Channels up, channels up. Help us solidify our perimeter. Let's draw up that divine earth energy right now. Help us draw up that divine earth energy right now to support this new way of being. Help us draw this up through the perimeter of our field, stabilizing the margins, solid, safe, and secure margins so that we feel safe being a space for spirit in the world. Very good, very good. Now help us find this perfect balance between our concurrent lives for ourselves and for others, creating the win-win-win outcomes that are divinely planned. Help us team effectively with our higher souls and thereby empowering the higher souls to help our lives work, to help our lives work physically and mentally, help our lives work emotionally and spiritually, help our lives work financially and in our relationships as well. Help us to step forward in our soul plans and thereby call in our higher souls even more. Help our higher souls stick it out to stick with us even when we run away from our soul plans so that we can try again to do better. Help us learn to become one with our higher souls so that we can live the lives we came here to live and be who we've intended to be. Give each of us whatever we need to know and trust our guides. Give each of us that which matters most in this work. Give us whatever we each need to be a light worker in our own right way. And give each of us that which pulls us forward on our divine path, that optimal and personal future for each of us. And now help us integrate and anchor the gifts, the awarenesses, the blessings, the healings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, knowing there's power in repetition, we'll ask again for the channels to be opened even wider to our own guides and angels, to the light beings, to Source, to the teachers, to the avatars, to all the higher dimension beings. And once more, we ask again for another deeper layer of blockages and resistances to be released, always working at finer and finer layers. There's always another level to let go. And draw us even more fully into alignment so we can receive even more deeply. And now give each of us that which is in accordance with the divine plan for us as individuals. Give us whatever healing we're open to receive right now. Give us all other gifts and assistance that are in our highest and best good. And realign our intuitive channels as much as we allow to point straight up to you, the guides, the angels, light beings, and Source. And as we do so, help us seal the perimeter of our energy bodies. Seal the perimeter of our pillar. Now is the time to seal the field, seal the margins, not taking on the troubles of the world, but instead shining the light into the world to change the troubles. You see, not taking them on, being the change we wish to see, being the change we've come here to be. Help us find the perfect balance between the concurrent lives for ourselves and others, creating the win-win-win outcomes that are divinely planned. Help us team effectively with our higher souls and thereby empower our souls to help our lives work, to help our lives work physically and mentally, emotionally and spiritually, financially and in our relationships. Help our lives work on all levels. And now help us step forward into our soul plans. And this calls our higher souls in even more, helping our higher souls stick with us too when we run from our plan, knowing that fear will happen and we'll get turned around, and that's okay. We ask our higher selves to just hang with us, to be patient, ride it out. Tomorrow is a new day. Give us another chance. Stick with us. Stick with the program. And help us learn to become one with our higher souls more and more so we can live the lives we came here to live and be who we intended to be. Give each of us whatever we need so that we can know and trust our guides. Give each of us that which matters most in this work. Give us whatever we need to be a light worker in our own right way. And give each of us that which pulls us forward on our divine path, that optimal and personal future for us. Help us integrate and anchor the gifts, the awarenesses, the healings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, the guides give me a thumbs up. I ask once more, yes or no, and they say, go for it, sister. They're so funny. So once more, friends, let me stop and say that some of you may feel complete with this transmission as it stands, and if you do, that's fine, and simply process. You see, this is a free will universe, but if you'd like to go for one more round, this is an opportunity, not an obligation, one more round for the channels to be open even wider to our own guides and angels, and to that ultimate source of life and love, for the channels to be opened wider to the light beings, the teachers of the light workers' healing method, the avatars, all the higher dimension beings, and that any blockages or resistance that are at this next finer level now be released. Eternal beings, eternal growth, there's always a finer and finer layer of blockages and resistance. So clearing away at the finer layers now, and now draw each of us into full optimal alignment with you, the guides, the angels, light beings, and Source, and prepare our energy bodies to receive. Now, please give each of us that which is in accordance with the divine plan for us as individuals. Give us whatever healing we're open to receive right now. Give us all other gifts and assistance that are in our highest and best good. and realign our intuitive channels as much as we allow to point straight up. And friends, now is really the time. Draw them up, because this is what seals our perimeter. This is what seals our pillar. This is what keeps us safe, you see? It's the illusion that looking out keeps us safe. That is what, in matter of fact, is exposing us to potential harm. What keeps us safe is trusting spirit. What keeps us safe is drawing our focus up. So channels up to the guides, now is the time, and now help us solidify this perimeter, seal the margins of our energy bodies, drawing up that divine earth energy right through those margins, supporting those margins of our pillars, so inside we can be space for spirit to express, you see? And now help us find the perfect balance with concurrent lives, both for ourselves and for others, creating the win-win-win scenario that was divinely planned. Help us team effectively with our higher souls, and thereby empowering our higher souls to help our lives work on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and in our relationships. Empowering our higher souls to take charge and make our lives work. Asking our higher souls to stick with us when fear happens, because it does. It's part of having a body, is fear happens. And so we just ask our higher souls to hang in there and just stay with us, to be a magnet for truth, to be a magnet for source, here with us in our bodies. And help us learn to become one with our higher souls so we live the lives we came here to live and be who we intended to be. Give each of us whatever we need right now so that we come to know and trust our guides at an even deeper level. Give each of us that which matters most in this work. Give us whatever we each need to be a light worker in our own right way. Give each of us that which pulls us forward on our divine path, that optimal and personal future for each of us. And now help us integrate and anchor the gifts, the awarenesses, and the healings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. They said, that was a better plan than your original plan. They're always right.